One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
John was turned on to see Jesus. He was inspired by just looking at Jesus. And Jesus only passed by. He said, look. He said to his disciples, look. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And Jesus passed by. That same John, when he was in his mother's womb, when he heard the name of Jesus from the salutation of Mary, and he was in the womb of Elizabeth, his mother, when Mary said, the angel said to me, his name shall be called Jesus. John the Baptist, in his mother's womb, did a somersault. The Bible says he was filled with the Holy Ghost for hearing the name of Jesus. Now he's a grown man. Jesus passes by. And he's still carried away by the presence of Jesus. He's still inspired by Jesus. He says, look, 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 the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And his disciples began to look at Jesus. They admired Jesus as he passed by. Now John tells us, John, one of his disciples, tells us, we saw his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Then he makes some of the most powerful statements in the Word of God. He said, full of grace and reality. Oh boy. Full of grace. He said, we saw his glory. The one born of the Father, full of grace. What is grace? Grace is that outward reflection of a divine influence. When there is a divine presence somewhere and it's reflecting on the outside, that light that you see, that beauty that you see, that is the grace of God. The grace of God is the beauty of divinity. It is the power of God. It is the kindness of God. It is the manifestation of the love of God. When you see Jesus, you see the embodiment of divine grace. The sinner doesn't feel like running away from Jesus. The alcoholic doesn't feel like running away from Jesus. His grace is attractive. His grace pulls you. John said, we saw his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. Full of grace. Complete with grace. Replete with grace. He said, we saw him full of grace. When he stepped through those streets, he was the embodiment of divine grace. Jesus. Full of grace and reality. Oh, when they saw Jesus, immediately they could tell him from everything else. Whatever was your pursuit in life came to a stop. When you saw Jesus, full of reality. Oh, you think the houses and the fine cars and all the nice things you have around, you think they're great? Wait until you see Jesus. Just wait until you see Jesus. He said, full of grace and reality. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Full of grace. Look at that scripture. He says, and the word became flesh. Oh, hallelujah. The word became flesh. Sakabatemo sokristi. The word became flesh. Oh, hallelujah. The word that came out of the mouth of God became flesh. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the word of God become flesh. The word that God spoke when he said, let there be lights. And there was lights. He spoke, and creation came into being. Those same words that created the world, the Bible says, became flesh. That's where Jesus came from. You want to know Jesus? He's the Word of God made flesh. He's the one called in the bosom of the Father. He dwells there. When God speaks, he speaks his word. His word is God. So he says, in the beginning was the word, the logos of God. The word was with God, in the bosom of God, and the word was God. That word, he says, became flesh. When he said, let there be, it became. So when Jesus came, he spoke words. He said to the blind eyes, open up. They opened up. He said to the lame, rise and walk. They got up. To the deaf ears, he said, be unstopped. They were unstopped. He spoke to the dead like he would talk to a living person. He said, Lazarus, come out. He came out. The spoken word became the living word. That word, oh boy. You ready for something? Yeah. You've got your Bible with you?
Yeah.
Raise your Bible, let me see it. Best book in the world. I have a song we always sing about the Bible. We'll sing that tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. Look at it. I like it. I like it. I like it. In verse 16, he says, and of his fullness. Now remember in the 14th verse, he said, full of grace and reality, truth. Now in the 16th verse, he says, of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. In other words, grace heaped upon grace, an abundance of grace. Hallelujah. He says, of his fullness we have received. We have received of his fullness of grace. We have received of his fullness of reality. Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Divine favor. Grace upon grace. Hallelujah. Then verse 17 is a shouting verse. Look at it. He says, for the law was given by Moses. The law was given by Moses. Moses brought the law. He said, thou shalt not. Thou thou shalt not, and if you break this law, death. It was the law of sin and death. The law came by Moses. Then, so beautifully put, he says, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I was at the healing school on Monday, and a lot of people there who were sick, diseased, and afflicted. And we were just watching Jesus heal them, change their lives. Just Monday. This is Wednesday. I'm talking about Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, today. Monday. And I was thinking, when I looked behind me and saw a lady who came out of a wheelchair, the doctors had said she'd never walk again. And I looked back and saw her dancing, walking around and dancing. She was not supposed to walk again. But there she was, not only standing, walking around, dancing. I thought, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.